Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pete, do you remember what the follow-up single to Dr. Alban's It's My Life was?
It was My Life? A farewell, kind of, now the end is near.
It's called Let the Beat Go On.
Oh, nice.
And it goes like this. Let the beat go on and on, hear it strong. And then Dr. Alban comes in and goes, let the beat go on.
It's the Luke and Pete Show. Welcome. It is Monday, let's have a look here. So, what day is it? 10th of May.
Welcome back after Jim Campbell's cameo.
Yes, very popular. Sickeningly popular, annoyingly popular.
He told a brilliant story about the model Fabio.
He was a curious chap back in the day, wasn't he?
He's not going to have got less curious now, is he? As men get older, they get more curious, don't they?
They certainly do. And their tastes as well. He kind of inhabits the same part of the world in my brain as Uri Geller for some reason. There's these kind of like ephemeral kind of... not physically, but just weird men that have eked out a living somehow. I mean, he's a good-looking bloke, tall, muscular.
In the 90s
and the 80s, obviously, he was a cut above everyone else. But it's just interesting that he managed to sort of carve out a career just by being a handsy man.
What do you think Uri Geller's doing right now?
Probably just making some money out of lies.
It's really hard to imagine Uri Geller sat there with the TV guy on his lap, just flicking through, having a day off, treating himself to a day off. I find with really intense people, intense public figures,
they never stop.
It's really hard to imagine them doing something normal.
Yeah,
like I can remember being absolutely fuming about 15 years ago when I saw. I might have been in the waiting room at a doctor's surgery or something, but I saw a celebrity magazine and it had a picture of David Bowie going to get a pint of milk.
Yes, okay.
It just pissed me off. I don't want to see him doing that.
Yeah. Uri Geller, you could probably, he's probably on an oligarch's yacht.
And what I don't like is if people listening to this show don't know who Uri Geller is, they're going to think he was a cross between Fabio and David Bowie, and that's not true.
He's a cross between Richard Simmons for our American audience, and.
Richard Lewis in there as well.
One of the kind of Donald Trumpian kind of like, with a cabinet kind of like
hucksters. A shyster.
Yeah. Well, what's a huckster versus a shyster?
I don't really know.
A grifter.
Grifter. That's probably a less offensive way. So there's probably some kind of connotation with saying what I said.
Well, that's the thing.
I didn't mean it.
But that's the problem with anti-Semitic, and I presume that's the sphere you were kind of referring to. Yeah. Anti-Semitic kind of words, like things like shonky. That had anti-Semitic connotations. I moved down to London. I never heard that. To be honest, I didn't see a lot of anti-Semitism up north. But down south, seems to be everyone's at it. But down south, I really like the word shonky. But apparently back in the day, that was...
I'd never heard that word until you said it. Ever.
Shonky?
No,
really?
For like dodgy or...
Yeah, kind of like knockoff sort of thing.
Okay,
You can see why that would be,
I would just say dodgy, probably.
Yeah.
Speaking
knock-offs.
Of this, before we get into the meat of this show, and for those who are listening for the first time and are new converts to this show, don't worry. This kind of stand does maintain throughout. I know you're probably thinking we can't do it.
I know you joined gym last week, but I mean, it's a little bit yours, so I'll deal with it.
But we're not into the meat of the show yet.
Right.
And before we get into the meat of the show, I want our listeners to know that part of the reason you were away last week is because you had a birthday. It's a big birthday.
Big boy.
Don't want to talk about it unless you wanted to.
A big boy.
You are a big
I'm
boy.
I'm a 40-year-old boy.
Yeah, you're a 40-year-old boy.
I've got a little moustache and a ponytail.
And myself and John, who isn't represented on this show, but he's a friend of ours and a colleague of ours and a co-business owner of ours, we put our heads together and thought we'd get you a present for your birthday.
Okay.
And I've brought a couple of presents in. There's going to be one being delivered to your house, which you can report back to us in future Luke and Pichu episodes.
Oh, look
out for that.
This is doing my nutting, because you know what I'm like. Whenever I get given a present, I get really... angry.
That's why I'm doing it on the show, because you're going to be pissed off. And I think that's a really important part of the Luke and Pete show oeuvre.
Because I'm fairly certain I can't remember getting you anything for... I got you something at Christmas, but I don't think
don't
I
worry about it. Got me a lovely Wagyu steak.
I'm terrible at knowing when people's birthdays are, and I only find out on Facebook, and then it's too fucking late, innit?
I'm not on Facebook.
Well, so. There you go.
Put your Britishness away. Put your awkwardness away.
Right.
And take these presents and open them live on Luke and Pete show right now.
Right, I'm on a diet, so I can't eat whatever this is.
Nothing's edible. Nothing's edible.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, enjoy
lovely
it.
Wrapping
explain
paper.
Explain to people what you're doing. Yeah, Mimi wrapped that.
Fantastic wrapper, producer. Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, just a brown paper, kind of leafy. Oh, fuck off, Luke.
What is it? Describe what it is.
It's a fucking little bobblehead of a bobble buddy of fucking Del Boy from fucking. Oh, and there's others. Just.
What else? Who else? Oh, is that Rodney? It's Rodney, you plonker.
That is amazing that they've made those. I mean, look.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's lovely jobbies. What it is.
Are these shonky? Ask me no questions, I'll tell you.
Official merch, mate.
Oh, great. You know what? They're beautifully done. They're not clearly not mass produced, because who the fuck would?
Yeah.
That's cracking, that.
But there's one more present for you.
Uncle Albert, or you can get a Boise, a Trigger, or a Grandad.
Yeah, we went for the big three hitters, I think. For us, Uncle Albert is the era we kind of...
And because it's on the show, tax deductible.
What could be better than you and the lady you have access to at home?
Friday night, bottle of Prosecco in the chiller.
Tia Maria and Lucozade on the go, like Del Boy. What is it, Pete?
It's a Monopoly, Only Fools and Horses version.
Yeah.
And there's and instead of like the dog and the little kind of trinkets you use to go around the Monopoly
counters,
you've got the little Trotters Independent Trading Company van.
Yeah.
You've got a cocktail, because obviously Dell loves his cocktail. And I mean, I've not watched enough of Only Fools and
Horses. Get your box
set
on a Friday night. Play your Monopoly.
Where are the places you can go? A Touch of Glass, 400. Heroes and Villains.
I think it's episode.
Are they just episode titles?
I think
titles?
So, yeah.
That's an interesting story. Yeah, could they not find enough places for
the TV
show?
They should have just done London, I think, because it's set in London anyway.
The Reliant Regal, Big Brother, The Longest... Yeah, just like Boyce's Car Lot, you can buy that. Yeah. Well, this is very sweet.
Will you ever
Thank
play
you.
It?
Thank you. No.
No,
God,
you won't.
It's going to sit in the corner.
Yeah.
It will, because you did it now, it will survive the house move, and that annoys me. The Reliant Regal... I'm just fascinated at how they sort of do these. Like, it's a lovely bit of kit, really.
From me and John, and from everyone listening on the Luke and Pete show, very happy birthday to you, mate.
Thank you very much.
I hope you get enjoyed
going into
that.
My 40s in the manner befitting a man who used to watch Only Fools and Horses on the television.
You will perhaps not get much enjoyment out of the presents, but we've all enjoyed seeing you open them, and I think that's part of the reason that's
Thank
a good thing.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
You're welcome.
Luke. Thank you.
No problem at all. And one thing I did want to bring to the table as well, because it's something that you were quite excited about,
right?
Was you noticed and found online the other day the world's biggest duck. And I'll be honest with you, I thought it was fake.
Right.
But apparently it's not. And the reason I thought it was fake, right, partly because it looks fucking ridiculous.
It does look ridiculous.
It is a metre tall mallard.
It looks like a doorstop.
Yeah,
like it looks like a doorstop that's the size of a door.
Made of like plaster of Paris and painted.
Mm.
And it's also called Long Boy, B-O-I, which is exactly what you would name the world's tallest duck.
So do you reckon I could kind of get away with seeding like fake stories to the Luke and Pete show? Oh, come on.
If you told me now that you've been doing that for years and I haven't, I wouldn't be hugely surprised.
The long egg man was actually me in a beard.
A metre high duck is an amazing thing. And the thing, I mean, we'll share the photo of it that I'm referring to on the social media.
Mm.
But if you look at the photo, Pete, have you got it in front of you?
I have, yeah.
Look at his feet. It looks like it's wearing like a pair of orange welly boots.
Waders, yeah. And it is next to, it looks like it's doing fishing, isn't it? It looks like a human man. It's 3'5" tall.
Yeah. What do you think the other ducks think of it?
Long Boy. Look at that Long Boy. They're going, ooh, what's the weather like up there? So I'm a duck sat down here.
Oh, your parents put you in a nice grow bag for when you were young.
and Slim Jim, the US-based meat sausage procurers.
Tell me about sales. Slim Jim. I don't know who they are.
Macho Man Randy Savage used to work. They're like Pepperamis, but thinner and, in my opinion, greasier and tastier.
Okay, so it's like, I think I have seen they're really bright red.
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage advertised them. Yeah, meat.
They're on nodding terms with meat. I thought they were like sweet.
No. But they
is that how this duck got so big, eating Slim Jim?
It loves them. It's got one caught in its throat and it's like lengthened out.
Yeah.
It's like when the African tribes people put the rings around their neck.
Yeah.
If you eat a Slim Jim, your neck goes really tall and you can't digest it.
Yeah.
Slim Jim commented, as the one true long boy on the Twitter page, I'm not sure how I feel about this. I didn't realize Slim Jim's regard. They're the slimmest boy, surely.
Yeah.
Why are you getting involved?
I didn't know Slim Jim's were known as long boys.
Mm, exactly. I would like to see the long boy eating a Slim Jim.
And the thing I like about the long boy, the duck.
Big duck. How long's that going to live?
I like that he's still around now because far too often you talk about the heaviest this, the tallest
that, chicken that lived
this.
A day without its head.
No, it's 30 days without
the
its
30
head.
Days? Right.
And the worst thing about the chicken, so the chicken had its head chopped off, but the person who did it did a bad job and didn't cut the brain stem.
Yeah.
But what they were doing, if you remember, was
feeding
the owner
it little corn.
Was feeding dropping corn down its neck hole.
Yeah.
So it stayed alive for like 30 days. It didn't need its head.
You would finish it off, wouldn't you? But I've done something abhorrent here.
I think when we first started talking about it, I thought this is a fascinating story. And like halfway through at the time, I think I had that sinking feeling that this is a bit gross. And so, but we just pressed on.
Yeah.
And then
a corn manufacturer tweeted in going, I'm the original corn guzzler.
Yeah.
Necky corn guzzler.
Yeah. If Pete chops his head off, I'll definitely sponsor the show. but the point I was just going to make is that a lot of times with these biggest ever, like the tallest ever man, Robert Wadlow, he died ages ago.
Yeah.
The fact is, Long Boy can be seen at the University of York whenever you want now.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be hard to find him, let's be honest.
No, he's going to stick out like a fucking sore thumb. A long thumb.
Yeah, so great stuff to have Long Boy around. Official animal duck of the show. Official duck of the show, for sure. Probably official animal of the show.
Let him have it.
Yeah, would you... the dogs you've got access to might be the two official animals of the show.
Yeah, I guess so. But they one of them doesn't really like ducks and one of them is a real bird agnostic, but not necessarily the biggest fan of...
antagonist, you mean?
Agnostic. Like, he will be indifferent, but then he'll sort of go, I was going to say he believes in them. It doesn't matter. Anyway, either way, he's not happy.
He believives that they could exist, but he's yet to see the evidence for
them. Yeah, exactly. He sees something that looks like a bird, he'll try and attack it because he just doesn't understand.
Did they have a good time when you guys went away?
I had a cracking time.
Dog-friendly hotel, probably.
We stayed in Port Lim Zoo for the night. And so a mate, we both know, bought his family...
I know this story, it's a good one.
Bought his family tickets to the zoo, like a night in the zoo. Port Lim Safari Park, they do like a stayover kind of like little trip. And he's now got a dog, so he can't take, it would just be a pain in the bum to administer. I mean, I think taking families away is fraught.
I don't think you can take a dog to a zoo anyway.
No, you can't, because I think they can carry diseases. And let's face it, chase the capybaras around. Imagine how much fun they'd have.
Yeah.
And so he rang us and went, you like zoos?
Yeah,
this is the reputation I have, Luke.
Yeah,
I have a reputation of being a mark when it comes to people selling stuff.
Yeah,
and loving zoos and being a child boy.
I'm happy to make it absolutely clear now to you and to everyone listening.
If you've got anything,
tat that you've come into possession of that you want to get rid of,
people
I will promise you now. Like in many ways, ironically, because you hate Only Fools and Horses, you are like the Del Boy of it. Call up. I'm not ashamed to say, our friend we're talking about there. He called me for advice about this. And I said call Pete. I promise you, I told him to call you
because I like the zoo. I would have took it off him anyway. So,
but the point being that you didn't realise you'd already had that lined up as a surprise for your birthday.
Yeah.
So now you're going twice. Same place.
Not the same little house. But I went. Do you want to come away? June, whatever. Do you want to come away? She went, yeah, brilliant. I went, we're going to the zoo. And he went, we're going to the zoo tomorrow because It's your birthday, you prick.
And do you know what I love about it? The people who run that zoo, they're going to think you're just really into it.
I know.
Back. Yeah. He's back straight away.
Yeah.
He can't get enough of it.
Well, luckily, one of our friends is a zookeeper there, so we can have a drink with him.
Well, you were a zookeeper.
I was a zookeeper.
You can have a zoo. You don't have a drink with him
zoo
in the
off.
Zoo.
Well, he informed me.
In a trough.
He informed me on my
three
first...
three of you around a trough. Just having a drink with a zookeeper.
On my first trip to the zoo this month, inexplicably, I learned that the gibbons have been upgraded from the lesser ape to just... there's no lesser apes anymore because they were getting...
offensive?
They were getting shot... It's like Shonky, the Shonky ape.
Yeah.
They were getting a bit of... they weren't getting quite so much love, the gibbon, because they're just not as interesting as the orangutans.
They've been remarketed?
They've been remarketed, no lesser apes.
What, worldwide?
Worldwide, baby.
Not just in that zoo?
No, exactly. No,
well, we think they're elephants.
Andy called, rebranding, Andrew called. They've decided that they are no longer lesser apes, and this is hopefully going to increase the interest that people have got on that particular part of
for
the
For you, this is like when Kings of Leon went mainstream. You don't like
it
anymore.
No, I don't like it. No,
you don't
hate it
anymore.
Hateful situation, I tell you.
So how close do you get to the animals when you're doing this, the overnight stay in the zoo? And for you, what is the optimal amount of times a year you want to stay there?
There's no gibbon experience. I think you can sort of chuck some feed out for the paddocky animals like the camels and stuff. But I just love watching animals. It's my favourite thing to do. And they've got a great gibbon enclosure.
Should camels be in a paddock?
Well, this place is the best zoo. You can have opinions about zoos and stuff, but the space they've got is insane. It's like acres and acres and acres. And compared to the zoo that I
not as big
had
as Africa,
access to,
though, is it?
It's not. But no. Animals, John, generally, I'm not in the pocket of big zoo, all right? Although I was employed for 50 quid a day. 50 quid a day? Yeah, 50 quid a day.
To make a CD
ROM. No, 50 quid a week.
To make a CD ROM.
50 quid a week to make a CD ROM that I didn't make back in the day.
What quality of CD ROM are you getting for 50 quid a week, though?
I know. Well, I didn't get it. Yeah. Animals don't necessarily move on to new pastures until they've exhausted the food source. If they exhaust the food source, that's why they keep moving.
Yeah.
If they've got enough food and water, they don't move. Well, so they don't necessarily need as much space as one might think as an animal. It's not great to see animals behind bars, behind cages.
This sounds like you're telling me that you think zoos are too big, if anything.
I think they should be smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think
pack them in.
There's nuance to this, isn't there? Because if the animals are endangered or they've been born in captivity or it's important for research and all the rest of it, I understand you can further the understanding and protect them.
Well, protect them as in they literally would not have babies in captivity. They wouldn't have babies if they weren't in the zoo. You have these breeding programs that go out and take the rhinos back to where they're supposed to be because successive governments where the rhinos are have not treated them very well. They've let poachers come in and nick their keratin rich horns.
Do you draw the line at travelling zoos?
I just want to see a little bear with little spurs in his feet.
Easy, isn't it? They come to you. They're not going as easier. No,
we're not
endorsing any kind of cruelty.
No, I would like to see
despite
the
what
massive...
some vegans email us in about.
Oh, really? What?
Because well, I think sometimes vegans email in and say, "Oh, we're talking about steak again." You know
right?
I mean?
Okay. And we talked about the long duck.
Yeah,
that's pro duck, isn't it?
And also at the time of recording, very much alive.
Exactly.
Which we endorse.
Yeah.
And I hope it has a very happy long life.
A long boy
so
life.
So we got a long neck.
Happen longy, longy, long, long.
Let's have a break, shall we?
Yeah.
Take us to a break, Pete Donaldson. You're better at it.
We are in front of the bar and we're about to fall through the bar into the second half of the show. Enjoy the adverts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, Listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Rodney, you a plonker. It is the Luke Peach Show. Pete Donaldson with you. I'm also joined by Luke Moore. If you want to get to the show, it's really easy. Hello at lukeandpetechshow.com. Get your emails in.
Yeah.
How are we doing email-wise? We're sort of
doing okay.
All right.
I mean, over the next course of the couple of episodes this week, we're probably going to answer the dinosaur genitalia question finally.
Thank you.
We're going to do some university advice for one of our listeners. we're going to do some more Come Dine With Me chat. But I want to start with Mark, who's tweeted in. Now, this is great, this.
No.
And part of the reason I like it is because it's a great life hack, but also because I think it's something you're really going to vibe with, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark tweeted us in the following. He said, and we're at Luke and Pete Show on Twitter and Instagram. He said, when I was working in a pub, we used to have a regular who would order a Chinese from the local takeaway for delivery to his house at closing time and then just pop round and get a lift home from the delivery man because he knew he was going to his gaff anyway.
Well, that is a life hack. That is the very definition of a life hack.
I mean,
hack,
it's quite a specific life hack, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you would get annoyed after a while, wouldn't you? I think have we even spoken about this before on the show? I may have read it and thought, we have to speak about this. This is incredible. What an absolute ledge.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, fantastic.
Mark doesn't say whether he did it as well.
It's one of those things that where you have the idea and you sort of go, I wonder if this would be acceptable. And then you think, no, that wouldn't be acceptable in any walk of life.
Would the delivery driver be within his rights to charge more money, do you think?
Yeah, you'd certainly expect a tip, wouldn't you?
So I was on a, I was playing a bit of PUBG with my mate the other night, and obviously you're on the old
headset.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he said, "Oh yeah,"
shouting racial platitudes.
No, I was shouting, like really, like great army shouts that I've only seen on TV shows.
Right, okay.
Check your six.
Breach.
Yeah. Fan out.
Slice the pie.
Yeah. The eagle has landed. But anyway, he was saying to me, look, get ready for the next game. I'm just going to order a fish and chips on Deliveroo.
Yeah, okay.
Right, so, and he said, I can still hear him on the phone, on the headset, right?
Yeah. Why is he ringing?
Well, I'm going to tell you because he orders it on Deliveroo.
Yeah.
The last time he's ordered Deliveroo, he's at his mate's house, miles away, and he forgot
free
to change the address.
Yes.
And I said to him, well, fish and chips are what, a tenner, right?
Yeah.
It's a pain. Why don't you just order another lot?
Mm.
And your mate gets a surprise fish and chips. Like, no, he's not here. He ain't going to get it. I'm going to call up the restaurant.
Mm.
So he calls up the fish and chip shop. Yeah. Just off their number off the Google.
Yeah.
And says, hello.
I've got it wrong.
Yeah, I've done this, I've done that. And they've said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. We just give the food to the Deliveroo driver. You're going to have to call Deliveroo. And he was like, how do I call Deliveroo to me? I was like, you can call Deliveroo.
You can't call Deliveroo.
Is
there not a number we can ring?
He sends him a message and says, ends up putting a message on the Deliveroo app to the delivery driver saying, don't go to that address, come to this address and I'll pay you an extra fiver.
Right.
But the Deliveroo driver thinks it's a scam. Because you would, right?
Yeah,
you think, I'm going to get murdered or something.
Yeah.
So I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but cut a long story short, he had to just wear the loss and then buy another load of fish and chips on Deliveroo.
To me,
that seems like it should happen a lot more than you'd hear about, and that's a very obvious flaw in the app.
Because you're playing... We're not sponsored by them this month, are we? No, I have done a... Well, it has, but if the restaurant's done what is acceptable, you know, Deliveroo have a certain duty of care to their drivers, presumably.
The fish and chip shop are... They're free of blame as soon as they... No, the opposite to that.
Their negligence is negligible.
Yes, absolutely, right. Because they hand it over to the driver. Yeah. That's the driver.
Take this.
Yeah, take it off you
take
go.
Take this.
Have you ever done that? You must have done that.
I've delivered things to the wrong address. I'm fairly certain.
What, turned through a letterbox? Wrong house, sorry.
Yeah, for my 40th, my mate got us, Apple have got these new little kind of tags that you can put on your keys or something in it, and you... And you can do it on track your iPhone or whatever. And so if you've lost your keys in your house, you can sort of look around. So it is a good
idea. What's wrong
with the old... What's that?
In the 90s.
What do you mean, what's that?
Little key ring, whistle key ring.
Oh, no.
If you've lost them, you whistle.
Similar sort of thing, I suppose. Yeah.
For about 100 quid, probably.
Yeah. But that went missing, ironically.
Did it?
Yeah. I needed a tracker to track it.
In what way?
It just went to my old house and then...
Oh, it never made it onto the key ring.
And then I got a message from Hermes going, hi guys, if you want your package redelivered, thinking it was this package, you just got to go to this website and type in your fucking credit card details, and I got fished. I got fucking fished.
Did you?
I'm turning into a senile old idiot, mate.
How did that happen?
Because I was they got me at a sleepy time and I typed in not one.
Time's a sleepy time. Not people are going to scam you.
10 a.m.
Any time between 8 and 8. Yeah.
I typed in not one but two credit card details, so I had to cancel both my credit cards.
Oh, that is
fucking
a pain.
Prick.
I won't name them because it would be unfair. But one of our colleagues here got hacked by a Twitter phishing scam.
Oh yeah, I think we spoke about it before. And the hacker somehow had my phone number.
Yeah.
I said, "Hi, I am Polish hacker." Ha ha.
Yeah, but the first thing
$100 or something.
Yeah, the thing that convinced him. That tricked him was an email purporting to be from Twitter, which started with "Hello, dear." You've got to get that pretty
early. Companies are always being friendly like that, aren't they? Hello, dear.
Anyway, thanks for that life hack, Mark. I want to squeeze this email in as well before we go, which is from James Burrows, and this is something I hadn't considered. And I have to concede, I feel a little bit silly now.
Right.
Now it's been made kind of clear to me, it feels kind of obvious.
Yeah.
James Burrows has been in touch saying, "Hi guys, one of the more random emails I've composed in my life, but here we go. The reason dinosaurs don't have genitals and breasts on display is because they are lizards."
Oh, shit.
"Breasts are a mammal only thing.
Right.
So the female dinosaurs would not have any on display."
Are armadillos not lizardy?
Good point. Check it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're one of those animals that you think is one thing but it's another.
Yeah, that's a
like
what's
you
an
know,
armadillo.
You would be well within your rights to
that's
think
a mammal.
Oh, there you go then. You'd be well within your rights to think, for example, that a dolphin is a fish. It's not.
Yeah, okay, right.
It's a mammal. Breathes
yeah,
air.
Fair, yeah.
You know?
I mean, that was clear on The Simpsons, where that episode where Homer gets a new son.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, he goes, "Dolphins aren't actually a fish. They're mammals like you and I." And Homer's kid goes, "Is that true, Homer?" He goes, "No."
Yeah. And I think sometimes evolution does trick us. Because, yes. Like, you know, the duck-billed platypus, for example, when that was first discovered and sent to, like, some kind of biologist or whatever, they thought it was a joke. They thought it was a hoax.
Oh, they thought
this. Because they thought there's no way it can be a real animal. It's
right.
Been stitched together by those different things.
Yeah.
Anyway. So James says male dinosaurs would more than likely have what's called a hemipenis, which is basically an inverted pouch where the genitals are held until they're needed. That's what you've got, isn't it?
That's good. I think that would solve a lot of problems.
Better
we wouldn't need to buy pants.
Better for playing football.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, you would. How would you do like a kind of a sexy selfie?
Yeah, and if you've got...
Because it's not needed.
No, it's not.
If you're apart from your partner,
you'd be like Ken
needed.
From a Barbie and Ken.
Exactly, yeah.
If you got...
It would be so mysterious what was in there.
If you had a one-night stand,
yeah.
And you took your clothes off for the first time, and the other party involved was like, what's going on? And you went, oh, no,
give it a second.
I've got a hemi-penis. I only take them out when I need them.
Yeah.
That would be surprising, I think. Lizards are not ashamed of them, and why should they be?
Mm.
That's how it works for them. James says, "I hope that explains why you never see dinosaur dicks and boobs." Yeah, it does, James. Thanks. Thanks very much.
Dinosaur Dicks and Boobs.
Great album. Great album.
Enjoyable.
Yeah, so great from James to get in touch about that. I really appreciate it. And I do feel a bit silly because I didn't really think it through when I talked about it before. And it seems kind of obvious now. Because you don't really see like the Komodo dragon knocking about with a big chopper hanging out, do you?
No. It would be terribly... it would probably have a spur on it or something.
Yeah,
it'd be poison. It'd be colourful.
The Komodo dragon, I think, has got very slow-acting venom.
Right.
Which took ages for...
50 years.
For experts... No, I think it is very slow-acting. I think it took ages for experts to understand why they would bite people and not follow up on it or whatever.
Right.
And it's because like it takes a while, but all of a sudden you kind of...
So what do they do? Bite and then hide? Just don't do the biting. Just do the hiding.
Get a book out. Just go.
Giving the big ones now, aren't you?
Come back to me in an hour, mate.
Got me in a net now, have you? You prick.
If you can.
Armadillo. This is from the first four words of the Armadillo Wikipedia page. Armadillos mean little armored ones in Spanish.
That makes
Isn't
sense.
Isn't that bloody adorable?
It's great. But they're, so they're armored lizard-looking mammals, basically. And do you know what defines a mammal, Pete?
No.
I believe that it's they give birth to live young.
Nice, not eggy ones.
No eggs.
Lovely.
No.
Shall we go through the odd toed ungulates now?
Yeah,
the
old
tapirs and the camel might be? Don't know.
Someone once said to me that it's all about perspective because a chicken is just an egg's way of making another egg.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That subverted what I thought about chickens and eggs.
There you go. Which came first,
then? First, exactly.
Yeah, which came first.
Exactly.
Anyway, Pete, let's get out of here.
Let's
we're
get
done.
Out of here. I've got busy day, mate.
You've got your Monopoly
got
ball to play.
You know what? Those bobbleheads, Monopoly less interested in, but the bobbleheads.
Oh, you are. Dictionary definition.
That's a short run. That's a short run thing. No one's buying loads of those.
Yeah.
That's not like one of those fucking, you know, those big headed things you see in like shops that used to be video game
Athena.
Shops. No, not Athena. You know, shops that used to be video game shops and then they get these bobbleheads and I hate them. And I can't remember the fucking name of them now. But there's like every possible conceivable kind of meme you've ever seen, you can get a little figurine of it.
You don't want to know how close I came for your birthday to getting you a really expensive vape so that you felt duty bound to use
vape,
it.
To kill myself.
I thought to myself... I know it's apparently healthier than smoking, but it's probably still quite bad for you. I don't want to be responsible for that.
Yeah, it's one of the worst things you could give me in the sphere of a 40th birthday present, I suppose.
Load of black tar heroin. Because you are so guilty about not, you know, about accepting presents and stuff.
I'd have to smoke it up right away, wouldn't I?
And if you, I hope you don't mind me saying, I don't want to end the episode on a particularly sour note, but I do think that you are in the Venn diagram of people that quite like comedy tat like that.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
Because you bought like 20 wrestling figures.
You've been in my garage.
no one's been in your garage, mate.
No.
A good reason why.
Not
anyway,
allowed.
Let's go.
It was a lamb shank. Right.
That's
we'll
what you
back,
were doing, was it?
We'll be back on Thursday with more of this nonsense. Hello at UncleBeatShow.com. Check us out on Twitter. Check us out. All the stuff that Natalie's putting on the Instagram. Luke and Pete Shaw. We'll be back. See you later. Dickheads.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.